This is The Record on KUOW. There are many scenarios about how things from outer space could threaten our world. Asteroids, aliens. But scientists say that a more likely path to doomsday may be something called a plasma cloud. Adam Frank is a professor of astrophysics at the University of Rochester. He's also co-founder of NPR's 13.7 Cosmos and Culture blog. Adam Frank told me the name plasma cloud is way too mild.
I prefer a plasma bullet, or you can even think of a plasma blast wave. What these things really are what are called coronal mass ejections, or giant explosions from the surface of the sun.
And when these explosions go from the sun and they're going toward the Earth, what happens when they hit?
Well, they have to travel across interplanetary space, and it takes, you know, approximately 3 days, 4 days or so for them to reach us. There's actually about three of these occurring each day. But, of course, most of them get blasted off into space in directions that don't hit the Earth at all. But when one of these is, when everything aligns in terms of the Earth's the sun's rotation, the direction where the explosion is happening, and then where the planets are, such that you get it traveling across interplanetary space.
And then how does it affect life on Earth as we know it?
Well, the interesting thing is that in general, it doesn't really affect life on Earth. I mean, these things have been happening, you know, forever, as you can imagine. And what they, before we entered the technological age, all that would happen is that Earth's magnetic field basically cushions the impact. But in space, you know, space is such a violent place that all the electrons have been ripped off, or most of the electrons. So when that plasma bullet hits the Earth's magnetic field, the charges run along the magnetic field and they stream down towards the poles. And so you get an aurora, right? Some people have been lucky enough to see an aurora. And for, you know, billions of years, that was the most exciting thing that happened when one of these things hit the Earth.
So it was kind of nice to see a plasma bullet hit the Earth because you get this beautiful thing happening in the sky. But I understand when it hit back in 1859, now we're at the beginning of the electronic age, people on Earth began to realize that there was some difficulty when these things hit.
Right. Unless you have electrical devices that you're using and that you rely upon, you're not really going to notice anything happening other than the aurora. But once you start stringing wires from one place to the other, those wires they'll feel the effect of all these charged particles streaming in from space. And those wires can become, they can get overloaded. And so this event you're talking about back in 1859, the telegraph wires actually were exploding. There was so much current dumped onto them. Or the operators, when they tried to touch their telegraph machinery, would get shocks. Or even if the lines blew up, they could still get signals going from one place to another. There was so much electricity in the air.
Now, that's what happened back in 1859, Adam Frank. But today, there are a lot more wires up there. There is a lot more electricity coursing around through lines. What would happen today if we got hit by one of these plasma bullets?
Well, you know, if we got hit by one of the large solar storms, people actually talk now about space weather. So we're talking about different kinds of category storms in interplanetary space. So if we got hit by, you know, the equivalent of a Category 5 hurricane in space, then basically we'd be in deep trouble. All our electrical, much of the electrical power grid would get shorted out very quickly, particularly in the northern part of the planet. So the transformers, which are, you know, a big part of the electrical power system, would all get overloaded and they'd melt. And these are giant, multi-ton pieces of equipment, and there's no replacements around for them. We don't have a lot of, extra spare transformers lying around. So it means the power would go out and it wouldn't come back on.
No power, no lights, no cell phones, and we should also point out that many things we might not realize are connected to the electrical system, like electric pumps that move water to our homes, all that could be out for months at a time.
Right. So that's why really, you know, the developed world would really be the one who would be hit hardest by this. I mean, anybody who's ever lived through a power outage in their town or in their city knows that, you know, if the power doesn't come back on in a couple of days, all the food in your refrigerator is rotten, right? Now imagine this going on for weeks or months. You know, in some sense, it would be the end of, you know, Western civilization, to be the end of technological civilization, because we just can't do without electricity.
Adam Frank is with me. He's a professor of astrophysics at the University of Rochester. Now, I've got so many things to worry about, Adam. I thought, well, this is just another thing I'm going to put on the side. But then I read a study saying there's a 12% chance of one of these plasma bullets hitting the Earth within the next decade. And when you explain these catastrophic consequences, now you got me a little worried.
Well, you know, we should be worried. And of course, you know, there is so much to worry about. We're already having a hard time, you know, dealing with our infrastructure, taking care of our bridges, et cetera. Who wants to have something added on that's going to cost more billions of dollars to prepare for? But this is not an unlikely event. I mean, we are being hit by these solar storms all the time. And we're just, the question is just, when do we get hit by the next really big one? And since 1859 was the last time we got hit with a really big one, that, you know, you don't have to expect that this is going to take, it's not going to be thousands of years before we get hit with one of these.
Now, if there was a plasma bullet headed toward us and we found out about it right now, Adam, is there anything we could do to prevent our power grid from going down?
As you know, my understanding is there's not a whole lot. I mean, they could, if we really understood the severity of the event, you know, the power companies could try and draw down power, et cetera. But the problem is the power grid is very connected. I mean, there's this whole idea of cascading failures, that if a one region of the power grid goes down, that you can have, you know, one after the other different areas get taken down with it. So we're really not in a position right now. We don't have a smart power grid that would be able to deal with these, to be able to prepare adequately and shunt the power around or turn things off, actually. So we're really not at the point right now where we'd be able to really protect ourselves from the consequences of this.
All right, Adam. I guess I'll just cross my fingers and hope the plasma bullet doesn't hit.
Well, we have to hope that sort of that the government, you know, this is one of the things where we, you know, as a nation, we have to recognize that we've crossed a boundary, right? That we are no longer a, you know, you know, we're no longer living in a pre-technological age. We live in a society that depends deeply on both space, right, the near-Earth environment, and depends on technology so deeply that we have to take into account the fact that those technologies can be very vulnerable to the space environment.
That's Adam Frank, a professor of astrophysics at the University of Rochester and co-founder of NPR's 13.7 Cosmos and Culture blog. He was telling us what might happen if the sun sends what he's been calling a plasma bullet our way. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.